In 2007, the Supreme Court decided that race could no longer be a factor in assigning students to public schools. Since then, large districts have tried to come up with policies that were both legal and that helped alleviate concentrations of poverty. Many look to Raleigh, North Carolina. There, the Wake County schools have had a plan that uses socioeconomic status to assign students. But later today, the local school board may end that policy. Dave DeWitt of North Carolina Public Radio reports.
When suburban parents outside of Raleigh get mad at the school board, they fight back in creative ways. They organize through Facebook and blogs. They speak up at public meetings. They even rewrite popular songs.
Life's go on, we understand. The mess our schools have fallen in.
And nothing made parents angrier than the socioeconomic diversity policy. They didn't care that educational law experts raved about the 10-year-old policy and called it the future of student assignment for urban districts across the country. They watched as buses carried their children to schools, sometimes 45 minutes away, while the kids down the street walked to school. Not anymore. With Republican support, four new school board members were elected this past fall. In just 2 months, they voted out the chairman and the superintendent resigned. And they sent a clear warning to any school districts out there thinking about similar policies. Now, it's the supporters of the diversity policy flooding the board meetings. Thousands of parents, and even some students, like Jocelyn Wilson, a junior at Enloe High School.
Every day, just by entering my school doors at 7 a.m., I get to experience people who have backgrounds completely different from me, who have experienced things that I've never seen.
The new board majority has proceeded undeterred, led by school board member John Tedesco. He says diversity policies like the one in Wake and 70 other school districts nationwide make schools look successful, but it doesn't help poor students.
I think now it's time we start educating those children instead of hiding them and shuffling them. That's the key. I don't think we've done a good job of educating them. We have to close the achievement gap. A 54% graduation rate among economically disadvantaged children is not good enough.
Tedesco has designed a plan that uses community assignment zones. It would make suburban parents happy by keeping their kids at schools close by. But an analysis of his plan by a local education think tank which supports the diversity policy says it would also create 15 high-poverty schools, where none exist today. Richard Collenberg is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation in Washington and advocates for socioeconomic policies across the country.
I think it would be a real tragedy, not only for Wake County students, but also for kids across the country, if the Wake County Board were to dismantle this progressive policy that's working quite well.
Many in Raleigh credit the diversity policy with balanced growth throughout the county, which is home to the state capital. And some, like Matthew Brown, have cautioned the school board that it might all go away.
If you adopt policies that cause our schools to segregate, we will be taken off the list of best places to live. And you will be blamed for it. And it will be the thing that you are most remembered for the rest of your lives.
School districts from Chicago to Plano, Texas, are watching what happens tonight in Wake County and wondering what the future holds for a student assignment policy that was once considered the most promising path to diverse schools. For NPR News, I'm Dave DeWitt in Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is NPR.